Okay, good afternoon, everyone. It's good to be back at the Men's Afternoon Kollel. I want to, as always, acknowledge the Froelich Financial Group for sponsoring the Kollel and thank this week's sponsors, Dr. Ira and Arlene Schwartz, in honor of the Yahrzeit of his mother, Golda Bas Yisrael Alter, whose neshama should have an aliyah. I was hoping he was going to be here, actually, because he gave a chabura on this very subject a little while ago. He was kind enough to share his mar makomos with me, but we'll share our mar makomos with him, I guess, another time. We're on Lamed Beis. We are in Maseches Kedushin, Talmud Bavli, 32b, in the middle of the page, or towards the bottom third of the page, Tana Rabbanan. Everyone see where we are?
Yeah.
I continue to generously give you the daf, and I continue to be terribly disappointed you don't bring your own Gemara. But now that we've acknowledged that, we can, some of you don't bring your own Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Bnei Seva Takum. The pasuk in Vayikra Yates says, "M'day seva takum v'adar t'pnei zaken," is the pasuk. One should rise before seva, and v'adar t'pnei zaken, and honor, give glory to the face of a zaken. Obviously, what we'll have to define is what is seva, and what is zaken. Afilum de zaken ashmai, says the Gemara. So, m'day seva takum. The pasuk is self-explanatory. There's a halacha that you have to rise when you honor somebody who is seva. We'll see in a moment what is seva. And afilu bnei zaken ashmai, even if the zaken is ashmai. What does that mean? So anyway, Talmud lomar zaken vein zaken el chacham. So what does it mean to be a zaken? A zaken is synonymous with being a chacham. Shenamar osvili shivim ish mizikne Yisrael. When it comes to establishing the Sanhedrin through Moshe Rabbeinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to him, gather 70 from the Zakenim. In biblical language, a Zakein, an elder, is not reflective only of an age, it's reflective of wisdom, of having achieved a level of Chachma. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Zakein, ain't Zakein, ela misha kana Chachma. Shenem Hashem kanani reishas darko. A pasuk in Mishlei. So we see the Gemara says, Zakein is in fact an acronym. The term Zakein, an elder, stands for Zeh Kana Chachma, Zesha Kana Chachma. A Zakein is somebody who through life experience, through longevity, gains wisdom. And when the Torah says Zakein, euphemistically, it's referring to somebody who is a Chacham. So the Gemara, the Brice, is explaining that the halacha is you have to rise for Seva, even a Zakein Ashmai. You might have thought even a Zakein Ashmai. Talmud Lomar, no, a Zakein who has Chachma. What is a Zakein Ashmai? And what do we mean? Only a Zakein who has Chochmah. So Zakt Rashi, a Zakein Ashmai. See where Rashi is? Zakein Ashmai, Osham, Rosha Va'am Ha'aretz. You might have thought that age alone makes you worthy of respect, that if you've survived long enough to have achieved a specific age, now you're due respect and honor simply having existed here on earth. Says Rashi, no, a Zakein Ashmai, an Asham, someone who's guilty, a Rasha, and an Am Ha'aretz. And here Rashi is using the term Am Ha'aretz not to describe somebody who's ignorant, who didn't have the privilege to sit and learn Torah. Rashi is using the term Am Ha'aretz in a derogatory fashion. An Am Ha'aretz is a person who rejects the Mesorah of our Chachamim. So Am Ha'aretz is not just somebody who lacks knowledge, but it's actually somebody who is against, who opposes, who's in protest of our Mesorah. So Rashi explains, the Gemara's Havamina was, I might have thought, Mibnei Seva Takum, Afilu Zakein Ashmai, even someone who's old, who's a Rasha. Why would you stand for someone who's old as a Rasha? Why might I have even, what's the Havamina?
It's like Tassu, doesn't it?
He has life experience.
What?
Life experience.
Because he has life experience. Maybe he doesn't have knowledge. Maybe his choices aren't consistent or compatible with our sacred tradition and Torah. But he has age. Age equals wisdom. The older he is, the closer he is back to Har Sinai. So, therefore, that in itself is worthy of respect. That's the Havamina. Says Rashi, no, Zakein is Zesha Kona Chachma, only if he has both age and righteousness. Says Tosos, no. Tap Tosos. Zakein Ashmai Perish Bekunchash Ashmai Rosh Va Amart Vakasha Techi Kaamar Isi Ben Yehuda De Seva Mashma Afilo Zakein Ashmai Velo Mitzvah Lavla Afilo Akosu Lavazosu Lazuzulo. We're going to see another opinion in a moment that the other opinion in the Gemara and the Braisa, Isi ben Yehuda holds, you don't have to have wisdom. Even if all you have is age or due honor. So that's the case. How could it refer to a Rasha? A Rasha, it's mutter to hate the Rasha. It's mutter to strike the Rasha. It's mutter to humiliate the Rasha. Right? Do we actually label someone a Rasha? I'm not endorsing this practice. Do not try this at home. Who is a Rasha? When are you entitled to speak Lashon Hara or to strike or to hate? I'm not suggesting that. But at least in principle, if someone is in fact a Rasha, it's mutter la'akoso levazoso lezuzulo. So lekach perish Rabbeinu Tam, ashma is lashon shomim, kol pischei shamay de menachos, klomar bor va'ama'aretz, kid metargamina va'adama otisim va'ara lo tibor. So Tosos understands ama'aretz differently than Rashi ama'aretz. Not ama'aretz as in somebody who lacks, Rashi used ama'aretz, somebody who's antagonistic to chachamim. Tosos is using ama'aretz as somebody who's ignorant. So the Gemara's Havamina was, according to Tosos, maybe you have to stand up. According to Rashi, the Gemara's Havamina was, maybe you have to stand up even for a unrighteous person. But if they've achieved the longevity, the years alone make them worthy of honor. It comes to the Gemara, Kamash Malan, no. That only Zakin Zeshekana Chachma. Whereas Tosfos says, no, you might have thought you stand up for somebody who's not a Rasha, they're not wicked, they're just not a Talmud Chacham. How important is Chachma in combination with Zikna in order to stand? So that is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. And the first opinion in this Braisa is that you only stand for the person who has the two. Who has Zikna, who has age, combined with Chachma, combined with wisdom. Good. Now, next Tosfos. Ein Zakin ala Chacham Shnemer, Asul Yishivim Ish. When it's time to appoint the Sanhedrin, Hashem says 70 men, and in that context, Zikna, Mizikne Yisrael, obviously to be eligible to be a member of the Sanhedrin, you're talking about somebody who has Chachma. So says Tosos, Lav Gzer Shav Gemurahi, Dim Kainli Boy Mumchen. Now, the fact that we're using this pasuk to say Zakein means Chachma, it's not a limud that goes all the way. Because Zikne Yisrael, in the context of Sanhedrin, requires a Beis Din Shal Mumchen. It requires experts. Tamidei Chachamim who achieved a certain great level. Here, we don't only stand for somebody who would have been eligible to be on the Sanhedrin. You stand for someone who's regular Chachma. Tosa says the Gemara was employing the Pasuk of Sanhedrin not to say the Gzeir Shava goes all the way, that you only stand to honor someone who is in fact so great they were eligible to be on the Sanhedrin. The Gemara is using the Pasuk just to tell us they have to at least have some Chochma. They can't be an Ashmai. And again, Tosus Lashitoso, that an Ashmai is somebody's a complete boor and Am Ha'aretz. They don't know anything. They don't know anything. Okay, so all of this is within the first opinion. Good. Weiter. Yochel Yamon Mipanav Mimakom Rachok. You might think you stand for that person even from far away. Tamud Lomar Takum Vahadarta. So that's why the Pasuk says, Takum Vahadarta. Stand up and give honor. Now, that's a little unfair. We're quoting the two Psukim. They happen to be adjacent in the Pasuk, but they're referring to two separate clauses. Bipnei Seva Takum Vahadarta Pnei Zakein. But we're combining the two middle words, Takum Vahadarta, to teach what? That Lo Amarti Kima Ela B'Makom Sheishidur. You only stand when it's going to bestow honor. So if I'm in a large room, a hall, a stadium, if I'm in a place where when the Zakein walks in, I'm at such a distance that when I stand for him, it's not discernible, neither to the Zakein nor to the casual spectator, so then my kima is not a hiddur. I'm not fulfilling takum v'hadarta, my standing up. You're standing to give him honor, to exhibit honor. Well, maybe because he's due the honor, he should know he's been honored. Right, in other words, what you're saying is, I might have said, what do I care if he notices? What do I care if anyone notices? I'm trying to cultivate within myself a sense of honor for a person who is Zeshekana Chachma. The Gemara says, no, that's what we learn from the Pasuk. Takum v'hadarta. Only a kima that has a hidur. If the standing doesn't have a hidur, then you don't have to. Yes?
Isn't it for a
We're going to get to it. The Gemara, this Gemara goes on for a few blot, for a blot. So this is the long Gemara. We'll get to it. Look at Rashi. Ela b'mokom sheyesh lo hider ba'amidaso dahinu toch dalet amos. So what's the shear? What's the measure that you have to stand where it will be discernible that his presence is what stimulated your standing? Dalet amos, about 6 feet. If you assume an am is a foot and a half. So when the zaken, who is a chacham, passes within 6 feet of your circumference, that's when you have to stand. Because then it will be obvious and evident that his presence is what motivates you to stand. Okay?
Is the shita of scooting going?
We're going to get to it. We'll get to it.
But the shita in itself, it seems to be.
Yes, the shita is certainly because Zesha Kana Chachma. We're talking about somebody who has Chachma.
Chachma is only Torah.
Chachma is Torah, exactly. Chachma begoyim tamin, right? The Gemara says that we believe that goyim have chachma, but we'll see because we're going to talk about women too. Is one halachically obligated to stand for a knowledgeable woman? This Wednesday, Dr. Avigal Rock, Rabbanit Rock, will be coming. She comes every year to our community. In many areas, I wish I knew as much as she does. She's an expert in Tanakh. She's a tremendous, she's a brilliant woman, a tsnua. She's a... totally loyal to our Masorah. She's a wonderful example. And she comes every year in our community and she teaches Torah for a week long. So is one halachically obligated to stand when she walks by? I'm not asking you if it's the right thing to do. I'm not asking you if it's a nice thing to do. I'm not asking you if it's the smart thing to do. I'm asking you if you're halachically obligated. So we'll see the definition of Chachma. Did he? We'll see the definition of Chachma as it's applied to a woman. We'll explain to us also when it comes to a non-Jew. So the first thing the Gemara says is, you might have thought it's an Ashmai. What's an Ashmai? Machlokis Rashi Tosfos? No. Kamash Mulan. It's only a Zakin Shekana Chochma. You might have thought you have to stand up whether he knows or not. No. Only whether you're within with Dalet Amos and it is discernible you stood for him. Yochel Yahadrena B'mamon. Maybe you have to, you know, you run into him in a restaurant. So maybe you have to buy a dinner, pick up the check. Maybe the way, Kamta, maybe the way, Tokum B'hadarta, how do you show the greatest honor? Pick up the bill. Talmud Lomar Tokum Vahadarta Makim Shaim Bachisun Kis Afidar Shaim Bachisun Kis. No, standing doesn't cost you anything unless you need a hip replacement in order to stand. But standing doesn't cost you anything. So just like standing, I don't mean to minimize that or make a joke of it. I know it's not a light subject, but just like standing doesn't cost you anything financial, so too the obligation to honor this individual, the elderly / wise individual, comes without a financial cost. Maybe you're in the bathroom, I'm sorry to be graphic, you're sitting on the toilet, and the zaken walks in the room, you hear his voice, he's talking to someone else, you think you have to stand up. Maybe in the Beis HaMerchatz, you're in the Shvitz, you're in the Mikvah, you think that you should stand up. That Talmud Chacham has no interest in you standing up for him in those spots. The greater hiddur is for you to stay exactly seated as you are. Do not stand up, don't drop the towel, don't do anything. So, again, the I don't want to say juxtaposition, the overused word, the connection of these words, takum v'hadarta, even though they're applying to two different subjects. One is the seva, and the other is the zaken. But we're using their combination, takum v'hadarta, to extrapolate these many halachas. Number one, that you only do it when within Dalet Amos, not and only a makom sheish bohider. Number two, makom shein bochesron kis, you do not have to expend money in order to honor. Number three, only in a place whereby standing it will be a form of honor. Next, yachol, you might have thought when you see him getting closer, yatzamein of kimishal ra'uhu, look down, close your eyes, look away, pretend you don't see him, because who wants to inconvenience themselves to get up? Talmud Lomar, right? So you might have thought, here you're not talking about in Shir in the Beis Medrash. You're comfortably seated on the couch, you got the recliner, your shoes are kicked off, you finally find a comfortable position, and a Talmud Chacham or the Zaken is about to walk by. The Nebuch, who wants to have to put down, you know, the recliner, you put down the leg and stand up, not just a little nod, but a proper standing up, which we'll see is the Halacha. So you know what you're going to do, you're going to close your eyes, you'll pretend like you're Shluffin. And by pretending like you're Shluffin, No harm, no foul. I didn't see him. I don't have to stand up for him. So Yochel, you might have thought Yatzimain of Kemishal Ra'uhu. I'm going to pretend that I didn't see him. Talmud Lomar, Tokum V'Yareisa. So now we're not using the words takum v'hadarta. Now we're using takum, and we said v'hadarta p'nei zakein. What's the end of the pasuk? V'pnei seva takum v'hadarta p'nei zakein v'yareisa me'alukecha. So now we're employing that word v'yareisa from the end of the pasuk. Takum v'yareisa. Davar amasul olev nemar bo v'yareisa me'alukecha. You know who knows whether you saw him or not? God. You can close your eyes all you want, and maybe you'll fool the zakein, but you're not fooling the Ribono Shalom. He knows you saw him and you're too lazy to get out of your recliner. If you want to do the right thing, takum v'yareisa, you should get up and honor the zakein, get up and honor the Talmud Chacham. We'll talk about. What if you're, do the two categories go together? Are they two criteria and you need the presence of both criteria? Or are they two exclusive categories? A seva and a zakein. Although we use those words interchangeably, the Gemara said zakein is not an older person, it's zeh shekana chachma. So is a zakein shekana chachma or a zeh shekana chachma? What if you have a very young person who is kona chachma? I heard Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz say...
A young rabbi who's introduced his
Gemara to Asra. Yeah. So I heard I'll tell you two Rav Moshe stories, because we talked about the Gemara used the pasuk from the Sanhedrin to tell you that Zikna is equivalent or is a euphemism for Chachma. So we said, does that mean that you only stand for someone who's eligible to be a member of the Sanhedrin? No, we don't take the Limud that far. We just mean that it's Chachma. So you know that Rav Moshe was scheduled to go in for a pacemaker, and he asked the doctor if it's absolutely necessary. He tried to get out of the operation. When his family inquired why he wanted to get out of the operation, he explained that he felt that having a pacemaker would give him the status of a mum, would be a bal mum, having the pacemaker. They asked, what's the problem with having a mum? He says, if Mashiach's going to come and the Sanhedrin is going to be reconstituted, I think that I'm eligible. I would probably be chosen for the Sanhedrin. And by getting a pacemaker and having a mum, it'll disqualify me. So the story is always told in the context of Rav Moshe's great humility. Does that mean that Rav Moshe Zatzal was not an anav? He lacked humility because he thought that he would be a member of the Sanhedrin? Of course not. Humility is not denying what you're good at, and humility is recognizing that what you're good at is a gift from the Ribono Shel Olam, and you're obligated to use your talents in his service. So the second Rav Moshe story I heard from Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz is that when Rabbi Moshe was a young man, before his bar mitzvah, 10 or 11 years old, apparently he knew Baba Kam, Baba Mitzvah, Baba Basra by heart, Baba Peh. Already at that age, he knew the Babas by heart. And when he walked into a room, his father, David, was with a group of Rabbanim, and they stood for him. He was 10, 11 years old. And his father chastised the other Rabbanim, please don't stand for my son, he's a kid, you're going to make him a Bal Gaiva. It's going to go to his head if you stand for him already at this young age. I mentioned the two stories in combination because we saw the reference to the Sanhedrin, but also that it was appropriate to stand for Rav Moshe. He already was a kana chachma from a very young age. And not only did it not turn him into a bal gaiva, he was a tremendous anav. He had a tremendous sense of humility. Okay.
How about if you yourself is zokin and stand for him?
If you yourself?
Yeah.
Should you stand for yourself? Oh, do you have to stand for someone else? You're saying, hold the questions. We're going to see. We're going to go through the whole sugya. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, minayin lezakin shelo yatriach. How do you know that the Talmud Chacham should not inconvenience others? Right? So the Talmud Chacham is going to pace up and down the aisles in the yeshiva because he loves it that everyone stands for him. I am unworthy of people standing for me, but by virtue of my title, at times people do. And I tell you, I hate it. It makes me very uncomfortable. Who wants to inconvenience somebody? But there are people, I have colleagues, who love it. Who would like to walk into a room. Right, that's what I say. It's not from me. It's the title. So how do you know the Talmud Chacham should not get a gishmak? The Talmud Chacham shouldn't, the Zakein, here talking about a Zakein, should not want. Talmud Lomar, Zakein v'yareisa. Here the Zakein also. The presence of the end of the pasuk v'yareisa me'elokecha means the Zakein should make sure it doesn't go to his head. The people are rising by virtue of his, to honor his longevity or his wisdom, but not to honor him. So the zakein should sneak in the side door, should avoid coming in a time that people are going to walk up, should not want to inconvenience people, should not pursue honor and love the fact that people stand up for him. So the Shach in Yoredei Resh Mem Dalet, it's not in your handout, says that this statement of the Gemara, that the Chacham, that the Zaken, because of the Yoreisim Elokecha, should avoid inconveniencing others, was only true when? Bizmana Gemara. What was, anyone know? What was the position, the way they used to learn Bizmana Gemara? If you learn the Gemara's in Megillah, you know this. How would they sit? They sat on the floor. People sat on the floor, on the karka, and the Rav sat in a chair. So that's when the Shach says, this is only true Bizmana Gemara, when people sat in a very uncomfortable and convenient way. To sit on the floor, to get up from the floor, that's already, for some people, that's an exercise for the week. That's already a tough thing. So the Talmud Chacham shouldn't want to inconvenience people, leave them sitting on the floor. But the Shach says, Bizmanenu, but in our day that people sit on chairs, Talmud Chacham should walk through the Beis Medrash 10 times a day. Who cares if they're going to walk, you sit up and down, do calisthenics for them? It's not inconvenient. But the Birkei Yosef disagrees, and he says, no, it's not a function of inconveniencing. The Gemara is V'yareisa Melokecha. The proof of the Gemara was not about Kavod HaBrius, that you don't want to inconvenience them. What was the Gemara's proof? From V'yareisa Melokecha. The Gemara's proof was Talmud Lomar, Zakein V'yareisa. It shouldn't go to your head. So the Birkei Yosef says it has nothing to do with the posture, with the way we sit today. Whether you sit on the floor or you sit in a chair, either way, Birkei Yosef says that the Gemara's encouragement remains in force, which is that the Talmud Chacham should avoid inconveniencing people in order to get them to stand up. So all this within the first opinion.
The Democrat never got up in the State of the Union.
Oh, the Machlokas, Birkei Yosef Shach, was the Democrats, Republicans in the State of the Union. Okay. Shkoyach. Maybe. But how come each president they change opinions? Okay. In any case. So all of that is the first braisa. All of that is within the first opinion that mipnei seva takum v'adarta pnei zakein. The zakein is not just years, the shakana chachma, to exclude a zakein ashmai. Continues the Gemara with the opinion of Isi ben Yehuda. Isi ben Yehuda om bnei seva takum afilu kol seva b'mashma. Isi ben Yehuda says, no, even a zakein ashmai is included. Now you understand what bothered Tosfos about Rashi's opinion. What do you mean Isi ben Yehuda says, even a zakein ashmai? I have to stand up for that Rasha, that menuvel oisvar of low life, I have to stand up for him? No, so Tosfos says, no, pshat and ashmai is not a Rasha. Pshat is that somebody is, we'll get to what age, 60, 70, 80, 90 years old, whatever age they've attained, so it happens to be that they didn't have the privilege of going to yeshiva, and they don't go to the daf, happens to be they're not such a chacham. But you know what? They have certain life experience, certain life stature. They're not a Rasha. They're just a boor. They just don't know. So Isi ben Yehuda says they too deserve our standing up for them. That's the opinion of Isi ben Yehuda. We paskin like, the Gemara is going to say in Lamed Gimel, paskin like Isi ben Yehuda. We'll get to it in a moment. So what's that age? If it means, and it's a major nafkamina between the first price and Isi ben Yehuda. Right? So when somebody walks by who's a big Talmud Chacham, or somebody has certain longevity, they're not such a Talmud Chacham, but you stand up for them, they're a Chacham. But let's say the average person, who, if we're honest with ourselves, is probably a Zakein Ashmai. So, do you have to stand up for them? You're sitting on the subway, you're sitting on the bus, you're sitting in the shul, somebody walks in, it's a new minhag at weddings. It's only started a few years ago now. When the grandparents walked down the aisle, it used to be no one stood even for the chasan and kala. And there are poskim today who think that it's a silly thing that we're doing. It has a basis in halacha. Why are we standing for the chasan and kala? Isn't there a melech and a malka? Are you standing up for them because they did tshuva? The real reason you're standing up for them is they're on their way to do a mitzvah. And the halacha is brought down a number of places. You stand for someone who does a mitzvah. That's why, by the way, the minhag, you stand for Vayivarach David. Why do you stand for Vayivarach David in the morning? What's the minhag during Vayivarach David? It's brought down. The minhag in Vayivarach David is to give tzedakah. Mm-hmm. When we stand for Vayivarach David, we're not standing for Vayivarach David. Why that Tehillim is Divrei Hayamim is better than the other Halalukas, is better than Ashrei? That you have to stand for Ashrei and the Halalukas you sit for? You're not standing for Vayivarach David. You're standing because the minhag is during Vayivarach David to give tzedakah. Today, people give tzedakah during Chazar Sashatz, but the minhag gets brought down is to give tzedakah during Vayivarach David. And we stand. What?
The point is to get up at that time.
That's when they start.
People,
oh, so you stand for somebody's doing a mitzvah, so you stand for the chassan. Is the kala also doing a mitzvah? Is just the chassan doing a mitzvah? Is getting married a mitzvah? We covered that earlier, if you remember this year. Is getting married a mitzvah? Is it only a hechsher mitzvah for peru avu? Whatever. It became the minhag, though it was not ever, to stand for the chassan and kala. And now it became the minhag to stand for the grandparents. Everyone, you know, you see a shuffle. I see everybody stand when the grandparents walk down the aisle now. So every Babi and Zaidi walking down an aisle is a Kona Chachma. They're all such Grace of Tamid HaChachamim. Zaken Ashmoy. So do you have to stand? You're on the subway, you're sitting in shul, you're at a wedding. Do you have to stand? So that all depends on this Machlokas, on the Machlokas Rashi Tosas, but also on the Machlokas Isi Ben Yehuda and the first Brisa. But at what age do you have to begin to stand? We'll see that in a moment. Says the Gemara Kasha, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says a Zakin is only someone who's Kona Chachma, Hainu Tanakama. That's the same as the first opinion of the Brisa we saw. What's the difference? Ikebinayu Yonik V'Chachim. What if you have a young person who's young in age, but they're already a Tamu Chacham? So Tanakama, who learned from the case of the Sanhedrin that Zakin is a euphemism for a Chachma, Savar Yanak V'Chacham Lo. He believes that Zakin means a Zakin Chacham. You need both criteria. You need age and you need wisdom. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Savar, Afil Yanak V'Chacham. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who was not learning it from the Pasuk with Sanhedrin, says no. Even if you're young and you're a Tamu Chacham, you don't need both criteria. You need either or criteria. If you're old and you're Ashmai, according to Isi Ben Yehuda, you'd stand. And if you're young, but you're Kona Chachma, you'd stand in that circumstance as well. My time at Rabbi Yossi Aglili, asked the Gemara, what's the reason for Rabbi Yossi Aglili's opinion? Amar lach, so Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Isa kadai dech kida akamar Tanakama, if it's true the way the Tanakama said it, namely, that when the Pasuk says, that when the Tanakama holds you, you have to be both criteria, the Zakin and the Chacham. So when the Pasuk says Seva and Zakein, it's really talking about how many people? One. Imkein nechtov rachmanim b'nei Seva Zakein takum v'hadarta. It should say b'nei Seva Zakein, both takum v'hadarta. Why does it say b'nei Seva takum v'hadarta b'nei Zakein, which sounds like it's two separate categories of people? Maishna depalginu rachmana. Why would the Torah divide it into two categories? So must be the Lameimar to teach me the high love high, the high love high. Because it's not a Zelbazach, it's not the same person who's both a Zakein and a Tamu Chacham. It's two separate people. You have to both stand for a Zakein, even if it's a Zakein Ashmai, and you have to stand, Ishma Mina, Yonik V'Chacham. That you have to stand even for somebody who's young, but they're a Chacham. And the Tanakama disagrees. Tanakama says, no. The Zakin is a Zakin, he has both criteria, both of them together. Mishim deboi lemismach Zakin v'yareisa. So why didn't the Pasuk say, Mipnei seva Zakin takum v'adarta? Because we wanted to put the word Zakin next to the word v'yareisa in order to darshan that the Zakin shouldn't be matriach others. So in order to get him to darshan that the Zakin shouldn't be matriach others, we had to put the word Zakin next to v'yareisa, and that's why it's spelled differently. So again, you have this machlokas between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Tanakama. Is it two categories of people we stand for? Either you've achieved longevity or you've achieved Chachma. Or is it one category, somebody who's old but they're a Tamu Chacham? If you're old and not a Tamu Chacham, no. And if you're a Tamu Chacham and you're young, no. Do you need both together or do you need only one? Each is trying to bring a proof from the Pasuk. Okay, let's go weiter in the Gemara one more line and then we'll look at the Sefer HaChinuch. Because Tanakama, my Taima. We asked the reason for Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, because if it's really one person, why does the Pasuk formulate it separately? So what's the reason of Tanakama? Rabbi Yossi Aglili, in kein nechtov rachmana, mibnei seva takum v'hadarta p'nei zakein. Because if it's really true that it's two separate categories of people, then it should use the verb of takum v'hadarta for each of the separate categories. Midelo kasav achi, from the fact that it's not written that way. Shema minachadu. You see, it's really one category of people. Okay? So you have two fundamental machloksim. We have machlokas Rashi Tosas, how you define a Zakin Ashmai. But you have machlokas between the Tanakam and Isi ben Yehuda. Do you have to stand for a Zakin who's not a Talmud Chacham? And then you have a second machlokas. Do you stand for a Talmud Chacham who's not a Zakin? What is the nature of this mitzvah. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes, we're on page 3. The mitzvah is l'chabed chachamim v'lokum v'neim sh'nemar m'nesev ha'tokum. V'terigim unkulus min kodim d'sover ba'oraisa tokum. V'adar t'pnei zokin, perishu z'chron l'vrocha, ein zokin el mishakona chachma. We're going to get to unkulus in a moment because unkulus defines zokin, which, who's the old person in the pasuk? The sefer or the zokin? If you assume that you have to stand for an old person who's not a Talmud Chacham, and a Talmud Chacham who's not an old person, which word refers to which one? Save is old. What's a Zakein? So Zakein, I also would have thought is old, except the Gemara taught me is... So the simple understanding is that the Zakein is the Talmud Chacham even if he's not old. Unklus says the opposite, and there's a major nafgamina. Which word is which? Because it'll get to the question of which age you have to start standing for the older person. Seva and Zakin, are they the same age or different ages? How do you know what ages they are at all? How do you know what ages they are at all? What age is Seva? And what age is Zakin? We'll come back to both in a moment, but let's go weiter. So why is a wise person called a zakin? We're on the Sefer HaChinuch, in the middle of page 3. Why is a Talmud Chacham called a zakin? Harayna kivim shiv mishana, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. I feel, if you look at me, I look like I'm shiv mishana. So why are they called a zakin? So the Sefer HaChinuch says, you know why? Because we are equating wisdom with lifespan. The longer you're alive, the more wisdom you've acquired. You can acquire the wisdom in an expedited fashion, and you can live a long life and have no wisdom, but on the whole, the longer you live, the more wisdom you have. And so the person who has the wisdom in the expedited fashion is called a zakin. What's at the root of this mitzvah? The format, again, the Sefer HaChinuch wrote, this medieval author wrote his son every week a letter, and on that parsha, he gave him the mitzvahs that were in that parsha. And we've collected it into the Sefer HaChinuch, which is one of the Monei mitzvahs. He counts the 600 Tariag mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs. So the format that he employed, this author, is to tell us the mitzvah, then he tells us Mishor Shea mitzvah, the tam, the reason for the mitzvah, and then he tells you the dinim of the mitzvah. So Mishor Shea mitzvah, what's the reason for this? Because the main reason we're alive is why? Bnei Chochma. We are not here hedonistically. We are not here to satisfy the pleasures of the body. What are we here for? To acquire and to disseminate and to transform the world with wisdom. Kadesh Yakir Boro, in order to recognize our Creator. Alken Roy Livne Adam Lachabid Mishahisigoso. So therefore, we should honor the one who has the wisdom who is illuminating the world. Wisdom is what charts the path of illuminating the world. So the person who has that wisdom, who takes God's design for this world, the one more Torah you know, the more you can tap into the Ribbono Shel'olam's blueprint for the world. So the person who is giving us the greatest window, the greatest access into Ratzon Hashem, since that's the tachlis of life, that's why we honor that person.
Man or woman, right?
Well, we haven't gotten to that yet. Mitoch kach yisoru acherim alah. Umizeh ha-shorish pirish isi ben Yehuda b'gemara shafil zokin ashmoi. Kolomar she'eno chochem. Hu b'chlal ha-mitzvah. So Isi ben Yehuda says, even the ignorant elder is also included in the mitzvah. Why? Shiro l'chabdom neshibarov shana v'rav v'hikir k'tzas b'masei Hashem v'nifil osav. Because you know, that older person has some life story. They saw the Yad Hashem in their life. So true, they don't have book knowledge, but you know what they have? They've got life knowledge. And that street knowledge, the life knowledge, is also valuable and also is a window into Hashem. And so even the ignorant older person, simply by virtue of their years, they've seen the hand of God, and that too is worthy of our honor. Yes? Right. Right. Because there are older people who have no Yirah Shemayim, who are arrogant, who are... But the longer you live, the more... This is the Sefer HaChinuch's reason. The longer you live, the more likely you've seen God's hand guiding your life. You've been exposed to greater revelation, so to say. Greater Hashkacha. Greater providence of Hashem. So what we're really honoring in you is your recognition of the providence of Hashem. So when it comes to the book smart person, we're honoring the Torah knowledge. Remember we saw last week or 2 weeks, whenever we saw Rav Moshe in a tshuva. Remember the Gemara said that Rav Shemachal al Kvodo, Kvodo Machal or not. So we thought at first the Rebbe cannot be Machal in his Kavod because it says, Kim Betoras Hashem Chavtso. But then the Pasuk says, it was Sora So Yege Yom Valayla. It becomes his Torah. Since it says he can be Machal. Ask Rav Moshe, we saw Rav Moshe in the tshuva. What was the Havamina? What was the Maskana? Why did we think he can't be Mochel? What changed that we now think he can be Mochel? So says Rav Moshe Chakira. What's the core? This is Chazara now. We saw this a few times ago. What's the reason that you have to give cover to a Talmud Chacham, cover to your Rav? Is it because, just like you have to give cover to the Sefer Torah, so he's a living Sefer Torah. He has acquired the Torah. What do I care if the Torah is between the front cover and the back cover of the book, or the Torah is between the ear and the other ear in his head? If I'm honoring Torah, what do I? If I kiss the Torah in the book, I stand for the Torah in the book, or I stand for the Torah in between his ears. That's one side. Or the other side is, no, I'm not standing for the Torah per se, I'm standing for the amelus and yegia he put in to acquire the Torah. What's the reason? So that's what Rav Moshe explained. At first we thought you're standing for the Torah itself. And that's why we thought, how can the Rebbe be mochel? I can't say to you, I'll leave the Chumash on the floor, the Chumash is mochel. Who am I to tell you that the Chumash is mochel? Yeah. So similarly, who am I to tell you that the Chumash in my brain is mochel? If it represents the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah, then you can't be mochel. And that's what we thought in the beginning of the pasuk, ki b'toras Hashem chevtzo. When the Torah is of Hashem, we're not entitled, we don't have a license to be mochel. But once we realize, uvesora so yageh, that the covet is not coming for the Torah, it's coming for the yegia and the amelus, the effort and the toil to acquire the Torah, that the Rebbe is entitled to, that the Rebbe is entitled to forego. So the one with the book knowledge, you're honoring the knowledge, you're honoring the effort to have acquired it. The one with the age, you're honoring their life experience, which has shown them the providence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and says the Sefer HaChinuch, that too is worthy of honor. V'hainu d'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Sham B'Kedushin, Halachik Yisi Ben Yehuda. U'zeh sha'amar, B'tanai Shel Yabal Avera, Shem Kein Mana Atzman B'Kavod. Now if the person has seen, now you understand Rashi, if the person has seen, or Tosus rather, if the person has seen the providence of Hashem, and nevertheless is a Rasha, then no matter, they could be 1,000 years old, you don't honor them. It's when you've seen the providence of Hashem, and even if you're a boor in Am Haaretz, but you've seen the providence of Hashem, that longevity is due honor. Okay, let's continue in the Sefer, in the Minchas Chinuch now. Sefer HaChinuch goes through a bunch of the halachas, but let's see what he says about some of these categories. So on the bottom left, what about a woman? So the Sefer HaChinuch says that this mitzvah, right, when he goes through each mitzvah, he tells you the mitzvah, then he tells you the root, the meaning of the mitzvah, and then he tells you the laws of the mitzvah. So he always tells you whether it's noeg bizman hazeh or only bizman habayis, and he tells you whether it's noeg only bizcharim by men, with men, or bizcharim uven akevos. So here, if you turn to page 4, you see the last line of the Sefer HaChinuch. He writes, V'noheges b'chol makom b'chol zman, this obligation to rise, both for a Talmud Chacham and for a Zakein, applies all times, and bizcharim uven akevos, applies to men and to women. So the Minchas Chinuch jumps on it. Go back to page 3 in the bottom left. The Minchas Chinuch jumps on this, Rav Babad, and he writes, you know, the Minchas Chinuch, Rav Babad was a very poor man. This is already the Machon Yerushalayim edition of the Minchas Chinuch I gave you, and it's already cheating. Why do I mean? The first edition of the Minchas Chinuch, first printed edition, is almost all written in Rosh Tevos. You have to be an unbelievable Talmud Chacham just to know what he's talking about. The whole thing is written with Rosh Tevos. Rosh Tevos? Abbreviations. Why? Because he was incredibly poor. He couldn't afford even paper or ink that he wrote his parish on. So in order to be efficient, to be able to produce as much as he could, he wrote mostly with abbreviations with Rosh Tevos. Machon Yerushalayim has done a wonderful job in giving us actually what he says. We'd be lost without it. So he says the following. So the fact that men and women both have to honor a Talmud Chacham or an older person, that's obvious. But what about having to honor a woman who's old? A 98-year-old woman. Do you have to honor the 98-year-old woman? Lididan, You know, my brother is an emergency room doctor. He lives in Eretz Yisrael. He learns and he teaches Torah there. And on occasion, he comes in and he works here in America to make a parnasa. So he works in Hollywood Memorial. Comes in 4 or 5 times a year. So he recently was in the emergency room in the middle of the night. And there was he treated a 103 or 104-year-old woman. Unbelievable longevity, right? If they save a takum, an old woman. So he says that this woman's 82-year-old or 83-year-old daughter, in the middle of the night, was sitting in the chair and saying, I can't do this anymore. I can't take care of her. I'm an old woman myself. It's unbelievable. We have longevity in our time that never could have imagined. We live a bracha our ancestors never dreamed of, which is a mirtz Hashem. We should be zocha to know great, great grandchildren. In our time, we're zocha to something no one ever dreamt of. It's unbelievable. So an older woman walks in. Do you have to stand up for her? So, according to the first opinion in the Braisa, the first Braisa, it's the combination. You need to be a Zakin and have Chachma. So this woman doesn't have Chachma. But according to we paskin like Isi ben Yehuda, that even a Zakin Ashmai, who is a boor in Amma Aretz, so that means even the woman. Achladas haramam kan, to yell at Chachma inu tzorach lam, they Zakin Ashmai, rakidr. The ain't no tzorach lam on elb ne Zakin Chacham. Vade in tzorach lam ne Isha. Afshi Chachma shalom de Torah, mikom makom, ain't Chachma li Isha, ella viplach. So this is not so politically correct. If I was smart, I'd turn off the recording, but I'm not apologizing because this is our Torah. So the Torah, the Minchas Chinuch at least says that when a woman is a Talmidah Chachama, when she's acquired great knowledge, so it's a nice thing to stand for her. You certainly haven't done anything wrong for standing for her. But you're not halachically mandated to stand for her because when we say someone's acquired Torah, it means in the capacity of a chi of Talmud Torah. She's doing it, but Torah's Eina Mitzuvah V'Osa. She's learning and she's not obligated to learn. So it's only somebody, this is the Lashon of the Minchas Chinuch. Af shehi chochma shalom de Torah, even though she's very wise. I gave a shiur a few weeks ago about Bruya. Bruya, they paskin like Bruya over her brother. Bruya was the daughter of Hananya Mitrajon, the wife of Rabbi Meir. She, on the most complex areas of halacha, the Gemara says they deferred to her. In fact, they paskin like her over her brother, and it's probably not a surprise that her brother, the Medrash says, went off the derech and joined a group of bandits of Listim and ended up being killed. Because in that time, they're paskening like your sister over you, in a time where contemporaries, the women were illiterate. So there's no question that women can be incredibly knowledgeable, but ein chachma l'isha ela b'plach. V'chadinim shetzor chachma v'ada l'shayach b'isha af shi chachma. A woman can have chachma, but she's not a chacham. Maybe this is instructive to some of the controversy today about titles for women and their roles. But the Minchas Chinuch says that a woman can be a tremendous Talmidah Chachama. She can absolutely have the knowledge, and the knowledge is worthy of admiration. But that does not give her a title. And here, the honor is because of the title. De'ein nikra chachama rakim mitzuva lumad v'liknos chachma. If you're ain't a mitzuva v'ose, you're not a chacham. So someone asked me before about the non-Jew. So chachma begoyim tamin. So would you say that the non-Jew has tremendous chachma you have to honor? They're not a mitzvah v'osa. They have no chi of Talmud Torah. The Minchas Chinuch's definition of a chacham that is entitled or due the kavod is only one who's acquired the chachma in the Torah's mitzvah lumad. And so far, so on. Okay, so that was number one. Next, go to the next arrow in the Minchas Chinuch. We're going to see more about this in a moment, because the Minchas Chinuch is not the only one to weigh in on it. But what about a young Talmud Chacham? Do you have to stand for a 10-year-old Talmud Chacham? I am a Beis Yosef B'Shulchan Aruch V'Shach Shemavur D'Lefnei Yonek V'Chacham Av Shelo Bo L'Chlam Mitzvah Chayvan Lakom Mipanav. Yes, even if they're under bar mitzvah, if they're a Talmud Chacham, you have to stand for them. So you might have asked, the Minchas Chinuch is already anticipating your question and bevorning it. You might have asked, what do you mean, I got to stand for a 10-year-old boy? He's not bar mitzvah. He's not mitzuva either. So the 70-year-old woman who's a huge Talmidah Chachamah, I don't stand for, but the 10-year-old boy who he's not Mitzuma for Osa. So the Menachas Chanuch explains, yes, he is. He hasn't arrived at the age that it kicks in, but he's in the category of Mitzuma for Osa. Since he's in the category of Mitzuma for Osa, he deserves the kavod even before the bar mitzvah, Masha Enkein, the Isha, the Eved, who in general are never within that category. Yes. The Reb Moshe, the Chakira, yeah. What? Louder? How old they are? So that's the machlokas in the Gemara. You're right. We pass him like Yisuf and Yehuda that it shouldn't matter. But if you held it mattered, you need the combination of the two. I'll tell you, that's also actually, I think, very, very... I'll tell you why. I think it's very insightful. Because it means that we have two forms of knowledge. We have book knowledge and we have life knowledge. Now, the book knowledge of Torah, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, that certainly is superior to life knowledge, but it's incomplete without life knowledge. According to the opinion that if you're young and you have a lot of chachma, but you haven't lived long enough, and we know that because there are young, there are people who cognitively are not developed, who have not matured. You have to have a certain life experience also. You know, the Gemara Chazal say, Kol Talmud Chacham She'im Bar Das, Nevela Tova Heimenu. Talmud Chacham who lacks Das. Talmud Chacham who lacks Das. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal, in an article on Das Torah. There's a great article by Rav Lichtenstein about Das Torah. Do we believe in Das Torah? Is there such a category as Das Torah? So the title of his article is, if there's no Das, how could there be Das Torah? And he tells the story that he went to pay a shiva call to Rav Huttner, his Rebbe. And after Rav Huttner, I don't remember the circumstances, had lost somebody and was grieving very profoundly. So Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, his Talmud, walked in right after a major Rosh Hashiva, one of the Gedolei Yisrael, walked out. So he doesn't say who it is in the article, appropriately. So Rav Huttner confides in Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. He says, you know, basically, Rav Huttner was known for being very sharp. But this Talmud Chacham said the stupidest thing to me. He tried to comfort me by saying the stupidest things. And he said to Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, he said, Chazal say, Kol Talmud Chacham she'ein bo das, neve latov ha'imeno. It doesn't say, Kol ha'ma'aretz she'ein bo das. It says, Kol Talmud Chacham she'ein bo das. So you could be a Talmud Chacham and lack das. You could know Shas Baal Peh and have no common sense, have no sense of decency, have no sense of courtesy, of kindness, have an undeveloped heart. So you need both. Right, that's the insider of a footner. Kol Talmud Chacham she'ein bo das, not an Amaret she'ein bo das. You could be a Talmud Chacham be'ein bo das. That's what Rav Lichtenstein's thesis is. Before you talk about Das Torah, if you don't have Das, you can't have Das Torah. So it's interesting. In our Gemara, the question is: do you need the both in combination, the book experience with the life experience? Book experience is by far superior. It is. It's the word of Hashem. But if it's absent the life experience, maybe it's something which is undeveloped and incomplete. Minchas Chinuch now deals with Eishes Chaver. Do you have to stand for the wife of a Talmud Chacham? The Gemara references in several places a halacha category of an Eishes Chaver. The wife of a Talmud Chacham, Eishes Chaver kechaver, is due the kavod. It's a whole sugya unto itself. It's based on the Gemara in Shavuos. Because let's say the Eishes Chaver, the Chaver died, and the Eishes Chaver now marries an Am Haaretz. Is she still an Eishes Chaver? Do you retain the status of Eishes Chaver if you remarry an Am Haaretz, or do you lose that card? Do you lose the membership? Right, do you lose that membership? So, the Gemara there in Shavuos, where Eishes Chaver, he writes, Gabi debisu de Rav Huna, de Eishes Chaver ari kechaver, v'tzorach lamam panea. The Gemara in Shavuos says, the wife of Rav Huna is like Rav Huna, and you have to stand for her. V'ayin sham, b'teisvus, de Eishes Chaver l'achar misa enkan. I say the cover of Torah Odif. Uvaram maybe before shall achar misa sachaver chayav mechvod arak mid rabbanon. The chayibaylo who min Torah v'tzrichin lama b'faneha. You have machlokas rishonim. What's her status after he dies? So she's still she an eishes chaver mid araisa. She an eishes chaver mid rabbanon. But Rambam b'tur shulchan aruch loviu din zevlo yadati lama says the Minchas Chinuch. I don't know why the shulchan aruch and the Rambam left out this halacha of having to honor the wife of the Talmud Chacham. Now the Shema Torah Torah of a b'tshuvas maramint cause of the dafkim nises la ma'aretz. Only if she remarried to an ma'aretz. Im lo nises chayav l'chav de kibarishon. So even if her chaver, husband, died, she remains an ishes chaver posthumously, but only until she remarries. Once she remarries an ma'aretz, then she would lose the status according to the maramint. Anyway, he has this whole discussion over here. You see, it is fascinating. We're out of time, but we're going to continue with this booklet. You can bring it back next time or leave it here. But we're going to see the Shevet Alevi of Vosner also deals with this question of a woman. And he deals halacha l'maisa today. He's in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Vosner learned in Yeshivas Lublin under the great Rav Meir Shapiro. And his yeshiva in Bnei Brak was named for Rav Meir Shapiro. And a great Talmud Chacham, the Shevet Alevi, passed away a couple years ago. So he has a tshuva. What's the status of an old chiloni in Israel? Do you have to stand if an old chiloni person walks by? A zaken ashmai. What's that status based on this machlokas? What's that halachic status? And then we have to go through Rav Avadya's tshuva and Yechav Das. I'll give you a little hint. It's a machlokas. How old? What's the seva? What's the zaken? Some opinions are 70. Some opinions are 60. Now let me ask you this. Let's say you're sitting down and somebody walks by, they look old. So what do you say to them? Can I see your driver's license so I can decide whether to stand up or not? So believe it or not, Rav Avadya has this. What do you do in a case of Suffolk, im higiyah l'gil shiv mishana ulo? Someone's walking by and you don't know how old they are. Are you mechuyev to stand if you're mesupuk? And he goes through some lumdus about this, which we'll talk about. And then lastly, what if you don't see the Talmud Chacham directly, or the older person directly? What if you see them through glass? What if you see them through a window, through something? So, what do you have to see them directly with no division, or do you see them indirectly? There's a lot more to talk about here. Mitzvah Shem will pick it up next week. Have a wonderful week.